Listing presentations and agreements. Listing presentations. Presentation is critical in commercial real estate. Though they sometimes work with individuals, commercial agents often present to large companies, and many qualified competitors are vying for the same pool of sellers. How can an agent put his or her best foot forward? Bullet: dress for success. Make no mistake, you are judged on your appearance and professional demeanor. You will most likely be walking into a room full of professionally dressed people, so you will want to dress like one. Your body language is also important. You should carry yourself with confidence, not arrogance. If you appear confident, others will believe that you are. Mirror the seller's style and demeanor. If the seller is formal, follow suit. Try to match your speech patterns to their speech patterns. Mirroring your speech patterns after theirs will help them better identify with you. Bullet: know the market. You are the market expert. Impress potential clients with your knowledge of comparable properties, including occupancy and vacancy rates, and the rental rates of similar surrounding properties. You will have reviewed the cash flow situation of the property, tenant mix, all leases, property condition, and all of its financials. Your proposal should include how the property stacks up to comparable properties in the market and how you logically came to and support your recommendations. Local market conditions play a crucial role in how long a property may sit on the market. Bring information on any appropriate comps. Prepare for any questions that the seller may throw your way. Bring as much information as you can to the table. Bullet: show them how you will market the property. Residential agents do this all of the time in the listing presentations. However, commercial marketing can be very different, especially if your potential client wants to list a special purpose or single-use property, which will significantly limit the pool of buyers. You will need to be able to prove that you can think of creative marketing efforts that will bring buyers to the table. You may have some buyers in mind already. Let them know that you already have some potential buyers, but do not reveal their names until you have registered them with the seller. You do not want the seller to poach your buyers out from under you. Remember, commercial real estate is a numbers game. If a seller can save money by going directly to a buyer, bypassing the agent's commission, then they most likely will. Bullet: pay attention to what your competition is saying, or not saying, to potential clients. It can inform your presentation. Bullet: before the listing presentation, ask the seller key questions that will help you to design a presentation that addresses all of their needs, wants, and concerns. Remember, you are the expert and you have the answers. Listing agreements. The listing agreement is an employment contract between a seller or landlord and the broker. The listing may be signed by either the broker or a license holder associated with the broker. Regardless of who signs, the listing is in the broker's name. All commissions and fees must be paid directly to the broker. To enforce collection of a commission, a broker must prove that he or she was employed, in writing, to sell the property. Even though a broker may have been influential in executing a sale, a broker is not entitled to a commission unless he or she was employed. If a broker sells a property by an oral listing agreement, a court will consider that the broker freely volunteered his or her services. Oral agreements are not enforceable against the client. However, they are enforceable against the agent. The listing agreement creates a special agency relationship between the broker and the client. Because it is a special agency relationship, the broker is unable to bind the client. The broker cannot sign or initial any document without the written consent of the client. Types of listing agreements. The four major types of listing agreements are: bullet, open listing; bullet, exclusive agency; bullet, exclusive right to sell; bullet, a verbal / oral listing. Open listing. The open listing gives the seller the right to list the property with multiple competing brokers and to sell the property personally without liability for payment of a commission. Some sellers believe that an open listing best serves their interest, that listing with several brokers produces more prospects than does a single listing company. Residential real estate brokers recommend against open listings for several reasons. First, the owner may be subject to commission claims by more than one broker. It is not always possible to easily determine who was responsible for the sale, and controversy over this point may lead to expensive litigation. Secondly, brokers are concerned that, because the commission is paid to the broker who first finds the buyer, an open listing does not protect the broker who diligently markets the property. In order to collect a commission, the broker must be the procuring cause of the sale. The open listing has resulted in many lawsuits between brokers, each claiming commission. These actions are known as procuring cause lawsuits. Brokers are unwilling to spend time and effort on a property for which they have no commission protection. Some argue that, under an open listing, brokers have an incentive to close the sale quickly and at a lower than market price. If this occurs, a broker could be accused of failing to protect the client's, seller's, best interests. Therefore, agent loyalty is a major issue when listing property using an open listing. Though exclusive right to sell agreements are preferred, open listings are more common in the commercial market. How to protect a commission? Since open listings predominate the market, the world of commercial real estate is very cutthroat, and there are many opportunities for commissions to be poached from inexperienced sales agents. For example, turnover for leasing agents is high if the agents are not performing. Competing agents will often drive by properties, checking for vacancies and upkeep. If they notice a rise in the vacancy or deferred maintenance of a property, they will likely call up the owner to find out who the broker is in order to steal the listing. It is therefore incumbent upon agents to be accountable for their own actions, or lack thereof, and to cover themselves whenever possible. Bullet or write a letter on company letterhead to the owner of the property describing terms of the sale. Ask the owner to sign it. While this is not a listing, merely a statement of understanding, it is a written agreement. Bullet, register your client. When you have a potential buyer for a property, send a letter of acknowledgement to the seller stating that you have a potential buyer for his or her property. In the letter, state the commission that you expect to receive if your procured buyer purchases the property. If the seller signs the letter, he or she accepts the client and your claim to the commission if the transaction takes place with your buyer. Bullet, draft a letter of intent, LOI, to work out business terms at the beginning of negotiations. The LOI is not a binding agreement. It enables the parties to cross out terms and conditions that they are not satisfied with. Once an agreement is reached, have the buyer's attorney write up a contract based on the LOI. The best way to protect your commission in an open listing situation is to draft a letter to the seller indicating that the two of you had a deal. Make sure to request that the seller signs the letter and sends it back to you. Do not reveal the identity of your buyer until the seller has signed and returned the letter promising payment of a commission, and you have registered your client with the seller. The seller should accept the buyer as your client. Registering the buyer as your client is a critical step because sellers may try to poach the buyer as their own, so they do not have to pay a commission. Commission rates. Commission rates and any other means by which sellers and buyers compensate brokers are always negotiable between the parties. Any attempt by a group of brokers or between a group of brokerage firms to set the commission rates in their area would be considered illegal price fixing. The federal laws that have the greatest impact in this area are the Sherman Antitrust Act and the Clayton Act. The Sherman Antitrust Act is very specific concerning this violation. All commissions are negotiable between brokers and clients and are not set by any board of realtors, between competitors, or by TREC. The antitrust laws prohibit any attempt to fix prices, limit competition by assigning market areas, or boycotting of discount brokers. Suit for commission. Only a broker may earn a commission, and only a broker may sue to collect a commission. The broker may sue a seller who has defaulted on a listing agreement, or a buyer who has defaulted on a buyer's representation agreement. If a broker seeks to enforce payment of a commission, the following requirements must be satisfied. Bullet. The broker must prove the existence of an employment agreement with a promise to pay a commission signed by the party to be charged, usually the seller. Bullet. The broker must hold a valid real estate license. Bullet. The broker must be the procuring cause of the sale. Bullet. The broker must provide a ready, willing, and qualified buyer who agrees to the sale terms required by the seller. The buyer may not be under duress. Bullet. The license holder must have informed the purchaser, in writing, to have the abstract examined by an attorney or to obtain title insurance. Procuring cause of sale. Most litigation over the payment of real estate commissions arises from disputes over who was the procuring cause of sale. The procuring cause of sale is the individual who, through a series of uninterrupted activities or actions, brought about the completion of a contract. The rule is that the broker must perform within the time specified in the contract. The commission does not rest on the amount of work completed by a competing broker. Rather, it is a question of who has performed per the agency agreement, found a ready, willing, and able buyer. The determination of procuring cause is quite tricky and is dependent on the court's interpretation of the circumstances of the transaction and the actions of the parties involved. 5-minute case study. Agent J spies an ad in the Wall Street Journal for a 36-unit apartment complex called Big D Apartments in Dallas, Texas. Knowing that he has a client who buys small apartment properties, J calls the phone number listed in the ad for more information. The seller who placed the ad is the general contractor who built the complex. He tells J that he does not give listings to agents. Agent J tells him that he does not want to list the property. Jay only wants to know if the seller will pay him a commission for a qualified buyer who can pay cash. The seller agrees immediately to pay Agent Jay a commission for a buyer who will pay cash. Agent Jay knows that the seller has most likely had the same conversation with multiple hungry agents who have also called about the ad. The seller does not care who sells the property, only that the property sells. In an effort to protect himself, Jay sends the seller a letter he calls a Statement of Understanding. The seller signed the document and returned it to Jay. Agent Jay brings the buyer and the seller together, and they work out a deal. The deal closes quickly within 30 days because the buyer is paying cash, and Jay walks away with a sweet commission, which is split 50-50 with his broker. It is important to understand that the letter that Agent Jay sent to the seller in the example above is not a listing agreement, nor is it a contract. There is no real evidence that it would hold up and be enforceable in court. The agent was proactive in getting the seller to acknowledge payment of commission upon the procurement of a willing and able buyer. Exclusive agency. In an exclusive agency listing, the seller agrees to list the property with only one broker during the listing term, with the provision that the seller can sell the property independently without paying a commission. The danger in this listing is that the broker risks collusion between the prospect and the seller, who might conspire to avoid paying a fee. Perhaps the biggest risk to the broker in an exclusive agency listing is that the seller will not fully cooperate with the efforts of the broker if the seller thinks he or she has a prospect who will buy the property so the seller can avoid paying a fee. Exclusive agency agreements are often used by builders who list their properties with a broker, primarily to expose their properties through the multiple listing service. The builders still maintain the right to sell the property themselves without paying the broker a fee. The broker is only entitled to a fee if the buyer originated from the efforts of the broker or cooperating broker. Exclusive right to sell. Real estate brokers recommend this listing, which grants an exclusive right to sell the property during the listing term. The seller pays a commission even if he or she sells the property. Under an exclusive right to sell, brokers are more willing to spend advertising dollars and their sales efforts to secure a buyer. If the property is listed at market value, this type of listing probably serves the interest of both parties. Under this plan, the broker has sufficient time to test the market, design an advertising sales campaign, and market the property under the best possible terms. Another benefit of the exclusive right to sell listing agreement is that it limits procuring cause lawsuits because the listing broker is the only one who can sell the property for a commission. Verbal, oral listing. While verbal listings are legal and can be performed in Texas, one is hard-pressed to find a commercial agent who will commit to one. In commercial real estate, brokers want enforceable agreements. If someone does not want to sign, that person probably wants to cut you out. Get it in writing to protect yourself and your brokerage. Termination of listings. Any of the following can terminate a listing, bullet, when the purpose of the agency is completed. That is, the property is sold and closed. Bullet, the expiration of the time period stated in the listing contract. Bullet, at any time by mutual agreement. Bullet, death or incapacity of either party. Bullet, condemnation or destruction of the property. Bullet, bankruptcy of either party. Bullet, revocation of the broker's license. Bullet, abandonment by the broker. Bullet, at any time by broker or principal. Agency relationships are considered to be highly personal and require the continuing consent of both parties, broker and principal, to exist. When that continuing consent is withdrawn, the listing must be terminated. When the broker is given notice of termination, the broker must bullet, cease all marketing activities. Bullet, remove signs. Bullet, remove the listing from websites and other advertising media. While the principal always has the power to terminate an agency relationship, early termination could expose them to contractual liability if the termination was done without just cause. Neither party can determine just cause, which is usually determined in the courts. After complying with the demand for termination, the broker must make a decision whether to seek damages from the seller in court or drop the matter. A broker may stipulate an early termination fee in a listing agreement, but must cease all marketing activities upon termination, whether the fee is paid or not. A broker would violate TRLA if he or she continued to market the property after notice of termination or otherwise took action limiting the seller's ability to list the property with another broker or sell it themselves. Likewise, a broker has the power to terminate an agency agreement early. For example, if a broker determined that a principal was not cooperating with the broker's efforts to market the principal's property, termination of the listing agreement is an option. Just as early termination by the client carries some risk, early termination by the broker without cause could expose the broker to possible litigation if the client seeks damages in the courts. Texas Realtors Trademark Termination of Listing. A sample copy of this document can be found in your resource drawer. What listing agreements should include? Listing agreements should include the following items. Bullet A, beginning and ending date. The term of the agreement. Bullet OA, legal description of the property. Bullet, rental rates. Establish a base year. Bullet, the negotiated rate of commission. Can be a flat rate, a percentage of the sale price, or it can be on a sliding scale, usually a percentage per a specified amount, for example, 3% per $100,000. Bullet. The signature of an individual with the ability to sign documents for the LLC or corporation. Commercial agents should make sure that they negotiate with the landlord upfront for a commission on any tenant upgrades, expansions, holdovers, or renewals. Today, many landlords are hesitant to pay for these things. For example, landlords do not want to pay for renewals unless the agent is present and part of the renewal process.